Hello and welcome to another episode of The Unscripted Truth. I am Afola Oluwashade, your host and your bestie. How are you doing today? On this side of the world, it is cold. It's been raining here, especially overnight. So the weather is really cool and really subtle this morning. So I think it's a perfect time to discuss what I want to discuss today. Someone commented on one of my last episodes, and I have to say thank you so much to everyone that actually takes out time to comment. It really helps move things along to sometimes know what to discuss next. And this comment really drove today's episode, and I'm very grateful for that. Someone commented on the last episode of learning to love women. The person said, "The self-awareness to not see people's opinions as an attack on your person goes a long way. Treat opinions as that, opinions, and not just other people's, ours too." Lovely episode. Now, fantastic advice. In fact, if I have to say what is the most common and most useful advice I've gotten in my life as an adult, in my adult life, that has been most useful to me for my personal growth, career growth, and everything, I'll say it is this advice, you know, or a version of it, which I often hear, which is, learn how to react or respond to people. You know, learning how to react or respond to people determines a lot about how a situation affects you, right? So you have to understand that people respond or react to you or say things to you or do things to you based on many things, aside even the situation at hand. You know, what their opinions are, what their beliefs are, what their habits and everything is. You know, people respond from a place of themselves as well, what their insecurities are, whatever it is, right? So sometimes you have to know when to filter these things out, learn how to react or respond to people based on yourself in such a way that you can separate yourself from what their opinions are, what their beliefs are, and take, in some cases, when there's constructive criticism, take the criticism and move on. But don't let it affect you such that, don't let their opinions or their beliefs affect you such that it cripples you emotionally or in whatever way. And I think this is wonderful advice, because you will come across so many different people in this life. At work, in school, in church, in mosque, wherever it is that you go, your third place, your fourth place, places that you frequent, situations in life, relationships, everywhere you go, you're going to meet people of all different walks of life, people that believe in different things, people that were raised differently, people that like different things. So many of the opinions and interactions you have with people comes from a place of themselves, even before it affects you in any way, even before it concerns you in any way, right? And, you know, sometimes these things could, these actions could make you feel uncomfortable. Many people could make you feel uncomfortable with the way they respond to you, with the way they respond to the things that you do, all of that. And you want to move on with life fast. You cannot address every conflict. You cannot detail every conflict and affect it because address it, because conflicts take time, right? So what you want to do is make sure that you know how to respond in such a way that you can move on with your life, you know, without being affected or too affected by this, that you cannot, that it cripples you and you can't move on. Now, one of the things, basically learning to react or respond to situations, is social intelligence. All right. And I was reading this book recently. It was as if this episode, excuse me, it was as if this episode was writing itself. And I was reading this book recently, Mastery by Robert Greene. I've read this book a number of times. But the thing about repeating stuff, especially when you go, when you get older, when you experience new things, is some of the things that you didn't understand in a certain way, when you go back to them, you see them in a different light. And in his chapter about social intelligence, seeing people as they are, he included this quote from Arthur Schopenhauer. I don't know who that is, but you know. He said, "You must allow everyone the right to exist in accordance with the character he has, whatever it turns out to be. And all you should strive to do is to use this character in such a way that its nature permits, rather than to hope for any alteration in it, or to condemn it offhand for what it is. And with many people, the wisest thing you can do is to resolve to make use of those whom you cannot alter. So basically, I remember I was even having this conversation with someone. I believe this person was trying to say, is that you can't focus on changing people. You can't always focus on changing people. Like I said, it takes time. You know, so sometimes, especially in areas where you have to work with these people, you have to coexist with these people who are totally different from what you are or who you are, is to learn to use their qualities, you know, to get things done without expecting to change them. It means getting used to their habits, their nuances, you know, these things, in such a way that whether they're offensive or not, whether they rub you the wrong way or not, you, instead of trying to change it, you use it in such a way that it benefits your cause. And that is brilliant advice. Again, it is brilliant advice. It is one of the best things you can do for yourself in adulthood, to know that not everybody's opinions or reactions has anything to do with you. But I do think that this advice could quickly become a cliche, you know, a cliche that absolves actors. I mean, actors, the people that are doing in this equation now, the people that are doing, you know, it can absolve them of blame and, you know, put that responsibility on the person that has been acted against, on the person that is supposed to respond or react to this situation. I think as important as it is to learn to accept people for what they are, who they are, to learn to treat their opinions as opinions and not see it as a personal attack, you know, as much as all of that is true, I do think it is important to also encourage people to act better or to, to act better. This topic could be discussed in so many contexts, but for this episode, it is basically human social interaction. When, for example, you say someone sees, oh my God, good example, good example. The older generation in Nigeria, for example, they are very fond of the older generation. I mean, people that are in their 70s, 80s, 60s, you know, because they are older, they are often very blunt. Ah, oh my God, I love this example. And they say whatever they want to say, they do whatever they want to do. And I think that comes with old age, and the fact that the society facilitates all of that. When old people do say bad things or do bad things to younger people, we always absolve them of the blame because, oh, they're older. So we tell the younger people, like, oh, babe, you know, like, just accept it like that. They are set in their ways, they're old, they're all of that. You know, you're the younger person, you have to move on and do all of that. I've been hearing that since I was a little child. I still hear it till today, and it is annoying. It is annoying. It is very unattractive to be set in your ways. One constant thing that happens in life is constantly changing, constantly evolving. You have to learn to coexist with people. You have to learn new things, learn new cultures, learn, because life is constantly evolving. You know, and to say you are set in your ways, you know, it feels lazy, right? It feels very lazy. Now, don't get it wrong. Have your principles. Have your principles in life, you know. But also be open to coexist in a world where you know that we're all vastly different. That we're from different places with different experiences. And even when we all know that even in the same house, children raised in the same house, are not the same people. They have different things, different interests, not to talk of a world as large as our own. So, for those of you that are prone to giving your opinions, that are prone to sharing your thoughts, commenting on other people, I believe you should consider. You should consider people's feelings a little more. I mean, don't let it stop you from saying what's on your mind. But it doesn't mean it is wrong for you to adjust the way you present things from time to time, including your criticisms, your compliments, and everything. Like I said, stick to your principles, but it is wise to be socially intelligent in such a way that you learn to coexist with people. That's how you build anything out of anything. That's how you progress in life. You have to be able to work in a group with people and advance your goals together despite your differences. It's just how it is. So, as an adult, I advise you that you shouldn't always take things personally. Learn to respond to people. Learn to respond to reactions. Learn to observe people. But I will also say that also learn to act better. Learn things you should say and you shouldn't say, because there are things you should say and you shouldn't say. There are things you should do and you shouldn't do. And while this line blurs from time to time, from place to place, I just think it all depends on the individual. Don't become a menace in your society. Don't become that person that people have to build these huge emotional strategies and walls just to exist with you. Don't say things that ruin people's experiences or do things that ruin people's experiences just because. And if you think it is important to let this out of your mind, I think there are ways and situations. It's just how it is. So it is adulting, again, is a hurdle. You have to learn, relearn, unlearn. You have to evolve. It is necessary. It is necessary. So I hope this somehow covers what came to my mind. And a huge thanks for the comment again. It has helped me create an episode. So let me know what your thoughts are in the comment section. Thank you so much for listening. I am Afolaoluwa Shade on all social media platforms. Until next time, guys. Bye. Hello and welcome to another episode of The Unscripted Truth. I am Afolaoluwa Shade and this is the second part of the Learning to Love Women episode. The first episode was about pointing out women on women hate, right? How everybody hates women, but women hate women too. And also how to point out that if we expect the world to treat women better, women have to start treating women better. So that's the summary of the first episode. Now, the second episode, let's just get into it, is just to give more details to what I think this hate or dislike, if you think hate is a strong word, how this hate can come up in day-to-day lives. Because like I said, they are subconscious because we were all raised in this society. So there are just some things that we do without even realizing it. And I'll point out some of those things, why I think we do those things, and possible ways to fix it. Because we do not want to pass this down to younger girls. We can't keep doing this to us. Okay? So I think one major thing that is expected of women is a good reputation, right? Women compete with each other for reputation and whatever that looks like. So in a workspace or in a space where they have to work together or be together and they don't have healthy female friendships and all they just see is competition, you know, women try to undermine each other's reputation, maybe by revealing personal secrets, causing public humiliation for the other person, pointing out their insecurities, slut shaming, body shaming, you know, gossiping, just not looking out for the other person, just trying to find ways to put this person down. And it could be for any different reason. It could be because this person is maybe doing better than you or not, or just to ensure that nobody is doing better than anybody, to keep people beneath you, because it happens. It's as if we're compelled to fight for attention even without realizing it. So we're trying to make sure that It's either you surpass me or you're beneath me in one way or another. And so that's why you see some situations where a woman goes out of the society's script for her life script. Say, be a woman and when you're raised and when you're grown, get married, raise kids. And although many people are doing that and even having lives that they want for themselves and everything, and everybody's infusing what they need and what they don't, it's very amazing. But I still think there's a level of hate that is given to women that probably have, you know, this business, this power, they've achieved this so many amazing things, but they do not, you know, have the families or have the other expectations that society wants from them. There's a way that there's always people undermining the success because they don't follow the life script. And I think it should be okay to break down this life script and not follow this anymore, because it is causing us to hurt other women. And yes, I think women hurt women by pointing out these things just to show that maybe I'm doing better than you, or I'm in a better place than you, or I'm more acceptable than you, you know. And all of these things, many of these things stem from insecurities, even personal insecurities. So I think that is something we should work on. What are our insecurities? Our insecurities jump out in the way we treat other women. For example, a major insecurity that everyone deals with, men, women, everybody, is the insecurity of appearance. People want to be considered beautiful. People want to be considered pretty, because we all know about the pretty privilege and how you just... It just happens. We pay attention to beautiful people. It's just what it is. And this even goes beyond male attention, wanting male attention. It is a general insecurity. And I feel like when people feel someone is more beautiful than them, some people feel envy or jealousy, and some people act on those feelings, you know, by wanting to look for a way to make sure that this person, that maybe you are finer than me, you cannot have something else. And that could be as small as revealing a personal secret they told you to someone that maybe they like or something. And it could be as big as hurting them. Yes, because it is ridiculous, but it is a way that you've probably read or seen bizarre stories like that, how a woman killed another woman because she's more beautiful than her. It's just that I don't think physical violence is very common for women, or at least we don't shine a lot of light on it. But yes, there are extremes like that, and there are little things like that. It could be by body shaming them. Maybe this person is very pretty and they're prettier than you are, but you feel, oh, they don't have the standard body type that is considered beautiful. So you make critical comments about their bodies, about how they look or how they walk or how they talk, maybe because it is unconventional or something. So like, it's interesting, you know, that these things happen without people realizing it. It just jumps out. So I think by working on our insecurities as well, it takes a lot of focus away from these things that you feel the need to point out just to make yourself feel better. Because you realize that all of us are just fantastic in our own ways. And sometimes, many times, it's just the insecurities are not worth it when you really look at many of them. You know, they're based on what people think is ideal, not necessarily custom made for you, just what people think. And what people think, we should really not stop wasting so much time on what people think about us. Okay, so work on your insecurities. It will help the way you treat other women and other people around you. It's just a general thing. Also, break down the life script. Stop maintaining status quo and rules and ideas that don't work for us anymore. Let people live in the ways that they want. That is the whole point of wanting women to be able to choose. We want to be able to be whoever we want to be. And that should be okay with other women as well, you know. And I said the last time, you really have to stop seeing yourself in competition with other people, you know, for a good reputation, for example. So I think I mentioned slut shaming before. I've even seen movies like that where, because a girl is considered a good girl and one girl is considered a bad girl, you could find a bad girl going out of her way to compromise the good girl just because they want to level the playing field. Please, we have to let, the sky is big enough for us to fly. And again, we can't keep defining ourselves or by the society's standards of beauty, of purity, of success. It is all rigged to make us keep competing against each other. And when we compete against each other, we hurt each other. We hurt each other so much because, for example, you know someone is insecure about the way their body looks or something, or you don't even know. You just like making critical comments. It's unfair. If you're the type of person that betrays people just because you think they have a better reputation than you, or they have something you want that you can't have, gossiping about them, putting them in precarious situations, publicly humiliating them, you know, making snide comments. Like I said, many of these things are not even as big as or as dramatic. Some of them is just in little quips. And I know you know what I'm talking about, because these things happen with women in general. It's not about age. It happens across different ages, different centuries, different generation. That is why I said we have to put a stop to this. And that is by starting with a lot of self-awareness, right? When you work on yourself, it is easier to filter out the things that you should take personally or not. And even though I advise that learning to respond and react to people is important, I agree with that any day, I still think it is important for people to learn how to treat other people better. And that, women, you are vessels of love. We are filled with so much love and so much nurture. And you know, so much love, so much kindness, so much. And we just want to help the people around us grow. I think that in many cases, that's a default setting. And it would be nicer to express this towards each other from time to time. You know, you don't have to like every woman. It's not important to like every woman. In fact, it might be safer to not like everyone. But I think there's a level of respect that we owe the next person, a duty of care that we owe the next person, that we owe the next woman. Be nice. Be kind. Work on your insecurities. Break down the life script. Stop holding each other to ridiculous standards, unrealistic standards. Try as much as possible to build healthy friendships. And raise your daughters to make sure that they don't consider the other girl in their class or the other child in general is their competition. Groom them not to compete with other people for your attention or for anyone's attention. Let them know that they don't need other people's opinions to thrive. Be yourself. Let them know that it is okay to not be the textbook person that they expect you to be. And like I said, this can show up in many colorful ways. For example, girls that are more masculine than feminine, that just are more comfortable in that way. I know many of them have dealt with insecurities about not being feminine enough, you know, and vice versa. It just goes, it shows up in many different ways. Stop holding us to ridiculous standards, right? It's important to respect and love the next person in that way. So yeah, that's that on today's episode. I hope this said something. It was important for me to mention it. So yeah, thank you so much. I remain Afola Oluwaseade Until next time, bye.